This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Michael Corley. Current Superstitions by Fanny Dickerson Bergen. Chapter 17. Death Omens. 1158. To raise an umbrella in the house is a sign of approaching death. Pennsylvania. Somewhat general in the United States. 1159. To open an umbrella in the house is a sign of ill luck. An action of this sort seriously disturbed a friend of the informant, an American girl of good family. "I would never dare to do that," she said. Niagara Falls, Ontario. 1160. If a hoe be carried through the house, someone will die before the year is out. Mansfield, Ohio. 1161. Carrying through the house a hoe, spade, or axe indicates a death in the family. Virginia. 1162. Carrying an axe or any iron implement through the house and someone will soon die. Southwestern Michigan. 1163. Death is foretold by the ringing of a bell that cannot otherwise be accounted for. Southern Ohio. 1164. When breaking bread, in baking, cracks across the top, it means death. New Jersey and Ohio. 1165. Cracks on the top of a loaf of bread indicate the death of a friend. Several localities. 1166. When bright red specks resembling spattered blood appear on linen, it is held to be a token of misfortune, probably of death. Northern Ohio. 1164. If the candle burns blue, it is a token of death. 1168. To see a coffin in the candle is a token of death. Boston, Massachusetts. 1169. To see a winding sheet in the candle has the same significance. Virginia. 1170. Three lamps or candles burn close together mean death. Virginia. 1171. If a sudden and unaccountable light is seen in the carpenter shop, it indicates that the carpenter will soon have to make a coffin. Cape Breton. 1172. If a coffin creaks in a carpenter shop, another order soon follows. Newark, New Jersey, and Virginia. 1173. If the coffin does not settle down smoothly into place in the grave, but has to be raised and lowered again, another family member will die inside the year. Stevens Point, Wisconsin. 1174. Change a sick person from one room to the other, and he will die. New Jersey. 1175. If a clock, long motionless, suddenly begins to tick or strike, it is a sign of approaching death or misfortune. Newark, New Jersey, Virginia, and North Carolina. 1176. If a corpse remains soft and supple after death, another death in the family will follow. Trinity Bay and Princeton, New Edward Island. 1177. A cow mooing after midnight means death. 1178. To dance on the ground indicates disaster or death within the year. Boston, Massachusetts. 1179. The hearing in the wall of a death watch or death tick betokens a death in the house. General in the United States. 1180. A dishcloth hung on a doorknob is a sign of a death in the family. Deerfield, Massachusetts. 1181. To knock on a door and receive no answer is a sign of death. Virginia and Inglewood, Illinois. 1182. The last name a dying person calls is that next person to follow. New Hampshire. 1183. Sometimes the dying call for an absent one as if in trouble. This is a sign that that person will have great trouble in afterlife. New York. 1184. Death takes place at ebb tide, New England coast. 1185. The person on whom the eyes of a dying person last rest will be the first to die. Boston, Massachusetts. 1186. It is a sign of death to see a flower blossoming out of the sea, as, for example, a rose in the fall. This has proved a true omen in several cases, according to the experience of a lady who believes in these signs. In consequence of this belief, when she has such a flower, she will pick it off the stem and throw it away, without mentioning the incident to anyone. Niagara Falls, Ontario. 1187. It is a sign of death to see a tree blossoming in the fall. Orange County, Virginia. 1188. If a garment is cut out on Friday, the person for whom it is made will not live unless it is finished on the same day. Southern Indiana. 1189. If you begin a quilt on Friday, you will never live to finish it. Maine. An act of this sort gave great distress to a domestic servant who, until after the completion of the quilt, daily expected disaster. This woman came from French Canada. 1190. If a doctor is called on Friday, the patient will surely die. Cambridge, Massachusetts. 1191. If a hearse is drawn by two white horses, death in the neighborhood will occur within a month. Central Maine. 1192. If anyone comes to a funeral after the procession starts, another death will occur in the same house. Ohio. 1193. At a funeral, the first person who turns away from the grave will have the next death in his family. Trinity Bay. 1194. If one goes to a funeral with the intention of following to the grave but does not do so, a death will soon follow in his family. Virginia. 1195. If it rains during a burial, another member of the family will soon follow. Poland. Baldwinsville. Ohio and Alabama. 1196. If the rain falls onto an open grave, another burial in the same cemetery will occur within 3 days. Western New York. 1197. If you meet a funeral train, it is a sign of death. Prince Edward Island. 1198. Do not let anyone wear your hat to a funeral when you've not worn it before yourself. Massachusetts. 1199. Whoever counts the carriages at the passing funeral will die within the year. Peabody, Massachusetts and Illinois. Or someone will die. 1200. If shot remain in the gun after firing, someone in your family will die. Labrador. 12,001. If you build onto your house, you will die within the year. Labrador. 12,002. Lie down on a table and you will die before the year is out. 12,003. To hold a lamp over a sleeping person causes death. Massachusetts. 12,004. To break a looking glass is a sign of death in the family before the year closes. General in the United States. 12,005. To break a looking glass is a sign of death or bad luck for 7 years. This is quite a general belief. Domestic servants and particularly superstitious persons are often thrown into a panic by accidents of the sorts. General in the United States and Canada. 12,006. If three persons look into a mirror at the same time, one will die within the year. Peabody, Massachusetts and New Hampshire. 12,007. If one tries on mourning when not wearing it, he will have an occasion to wear it soon. Pennsylvania. 12,008. To put on a bonnet or hat of one in mourning is a sign that you will wear one before the year is out. Peabody in Boston, Massachusetts, and Niagara Falls, Ontario. 12,009. To drive on a nail on Sunday is a sign that someone in the family will die within the year. Pigeon Cove, Massachusetts. 12,010. Hearing an imaginary rap and opening an outside door lets death in. Fettisburg, Vermont. 12,011. The hearing of three raps is a sign that some member of the family is dead. Boston, Massachusetts, Orange County, Virginia. 12,012. If a member of the family after long separation meet for reunion, some of the members of the family will die within the year. Cambridge, Massachusetts. 12,013. Ringing in the ear is a sign of death. General. 12,014. Ringing in the ear means death before the week ends. Of this ringing, the term death bell is used. It may be said by a countrywoman, "Oh, I have heard the death bell," or "What a death bell in my ear." You will hear a death before the week is out. In case of sudden death, such a person might say, "I'm not surprised. I heard the death bell on such a day." Northern Ohio. 12:15. The term death bell is also popular in Prince Edward Island. 12:16. In some localities, the direction of the apparent ringing indicates the direction from which the news of death will come. 12:17. If an empty rocking chair is seen to sway back and forth when apparently unoccupied, it is supposed that the chair is held by the spirit of some deceased family member who has come back to choose the next to go and call that person quickly. Michigan. 12,018. A spot resembling iron rust on the finger means death. Maine. 12,019. Beginning on Saturday, a garment that cannot be finished means death. Ohio. 12,020. Deaths do not come singly, but if one of the family dies, a second death in the family will occur within a year. Cambridge, Massachusetts. 12,021. Whoever works on a sick person's dress, he or she will die within the year. Massachusetts. 12,022. If someone is sick and a storm comes, it is a sign that they will die during the continuance. Virginia. 12,023. When a woman who has been sewing puts her thimble on the table and sits down to eat, it is a sign that she will be left a widow if she marries. Central Maine. 12,024. If one sings at the table when the family is eating, it means the death of a friend. Webster City, Iowa. Or bad luck in Virginia, or disappointment in New Jersey. 12,025. If three drops of blood fall from your nose, one of your family is dead. Labrador. 12,026. If you sneeze on Sunday before breakfast, you will hear of death inside of a year. Ohio and Maryland. 12,029. When you shiver, it means that someone is walking over the place where your grave is to be. General in the United States. 12,030. If sparks are left unintentionally in the ashes overnight, it is a sign of death. Cumberland. 12,031. If sparks of a fire fly out of an open stove door, it is a sign of death. Trinity Bay. 12,032. If anyone in the town lies dead over Sunday, there will be another death before the end of the week. Bedford, Massachusetts. 12,033. Three horses of the same color indicate death, but this sign is not very noticeable in a thickly settled community. Baldwinsville, New York. 12,034. Three chairs placed accidentally in a row mean death. Ohio. 12,035. If there is a death, there will be three deaths in the family in a short time. New York. 12,036. To break the spell of a 13 at a table, all should rise together, otherwise the first up, or some say the last down, dies inside a 12-month. New England. 12,037. If 13 sit at a table, the one who rises first will not live throughout the year. Somerville, Massachusetts, New York, Mifflinton, Pennsylvania. 12,038. If 13 sit at a table, the last one who sits down will not die that year. Brookline, Massachusetts. 12,039. If window shades fall down without being molested, it is a sign of death. Cape Breton. End of chapter 17.